This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by John Jansen. He is with 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit, getting you ready for Sunday Night Football. John, really happy to have you join us today, man. Really appreciate your time.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me. It's a hell of a season, or at least the start of the season so far, and a lot of unexpected wins and losses. I know you guys are not happy with where the Chiefs are right now.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think you guys are dealing with the exact same thing that Kansas City is also dealing with, just the feeling of how wide open it is. You know, every time you think you got a good understanding on a team, something changes. You know, the Buccaneers, I think they're a good team. They're not going to have Chris Godwin or Mike Evans. You think Philadelphia is good. They've lost their last two games. The Patriots go on the road and beat the Buffalo Bills. I have no clue who's good right now in the league.
No, and that's that's kind of what makes it fun right now. Is at this time of the year, because everybody's got their preseason predictions and everybody thinks they know what's going to happen this year. And then it's the same thing all the time, whether week one is a liar or not. And it feels like maybe week one was a liar for the Lions, but you get to 5 or 6 weeks and now all of a sudden you're trying to figure out what did we really know to start the season? And it comes out that most of us knew absolutely nothing.
So let's just start with this, John, and again, happy to have you on the show today. I feel like a big talking point around the league in the beginning of the season is what were the Lions going to look like without Ben Johnson and without Aaron Glenn, and the uncertainty around the coordinators. It doesn't feel like anything has changed in Detroit watching them the first month and a half of the season.
No, it doesn't. And I mean, even when Ben left and went to Chicago, he talked about how much talent was on this offense, and he said, hey, that's a high-test sports car right there. Good. I really think the biggest question mark that is being answered as the season continues to go is replacing both guards. Christian Mahogany at left guard he's a sixth-round pick that was injured most of last year. He started two games. And then this year, you know, when you have Tate Ratledge, the second-round pick, replacing a former Pro Bowler. And then you have Frank Ragnow, who was your all-pro center, retire after the draft, after free agency. Those three inside have played, other than that first game against the Packers, those three have played extremely well. And there's a lot of people that are talking about this offensive line being back in certainly the top 10. And there's some people that think this might be even a top 5 offensive line, having lost all three guys from last year.
John, I'm curious to get your answer to this, because we are certainly living in a golden era of Detroit Lions football. One of the things that we talk about in Kansas City is, when's the moment when you realize that Patrick Mahomes was special? And people kind of have different answers. Like, my answer was, it was his first home game. He threw a touchdown pass against the Niners. And I remember thinking, that looks like Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. And I just felt like the Chiefs just had a very special quarterback. You've been around for a lot of Lions football, good and bad. When did you realize that Dan Campbell was the one to turn this thing around?
Well, it was the fact that Sheila was the ownership. Sheila Hamp Ford was going to be patient when they started out, you know, what was it, 1-6-1. And, you know, it's just when you have a start like that and you have a history that the Lions have had, Dan and I were in the same draft. He was with the Giants. I was with the Washington football team. And I've known Dan for a long time. Hank Fraley, the O-line coach, Mark Brunell, the quarterback coach. These are all guys that I played with. And so I knew if given the amount of time that they would need to turn over everything, the entire franchise in Detroit, they'd eventually get it. But when Sheila came out and said, hey, at 1-6-1, most of the time when you get that, you know, the vote of confidence, it usually means you got about 2 weeks
left. Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Left, and then you're going to be fired. She was patient, and then it was, you know, the ability to continue to build and add through the draft. So it's really the unique combination of Brad Holmes as GM, him identifying talent, and then it's Dan Campbell coming out and being able to put together a coaching staff that develops that talent, but they don't always throw you right in there and expect you to be a stud right away. Amon-Ra St. Brown, he didn't score his first touchdown until week 15 of his rookie year, and now look at him. J-Mo was hurt, but even in his second year, they used him sporadically. Like, they just do this with all of their draft picks. They are patient with them. They allow them to develop, and that's part of why they have depth, and it's why those guys – it's what makes Brad Holmes look so good. He's drafted good talent, but they do a good job of developing it.
John, you used the word depth. You guys are certainly going to have to challenge that this week. Uh-huh. Take us through the injury report right now, because it seems like that secondary is very banged up, which is a really bad space to be going up against Patrick Mahomes.
It is, and I tell you what, if you guys know any of those names in the secondary that are actually going to be playing, you know, hey, more power to you, because nobody does. It's kind of the same thing with that happened to the defensive line last year. So I don't know if Kirby Joseph is going to be able to go or not. I know he's a game time decision. Same thing with Brian Branch. I would expect both. Those are tough guys. I would expect that they would be able to go and play. It's the corner position where now you're looking at it going, okay, who are these guys? How long have they even been here? Which will limit what Kelvin Shepard could do defensively. So it's really going to come down to, hey, you're going to have to apply a lot of pressure. You want to try and do that with Patrick Mahomes to begin with. And I know that they've had some offensive line issues for a number of years in Kansas City, but he's a guy that can overcome all of that and eventually find that open receiver, because protection just breaks down. And when you've got guys that, hey, one guy's been here 1 week, another guy's been here 2 weeks, another guy you're bringing off the practice squad, it's going to be a huge challenge for Kelvin Shepard.
Right now, we're talking to John Jansen with 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit, taking a closer look at Sunday Night Football. I remember when the Matt Stafford and Jared Goff trade happened, and I felt like at least the tone was, well, the Lions got a first-round pick out of it, and they just got to buy a year, year and a half of Jared Goff, and they can move on and get their own quarterback. And Goff has certainly exceeded those expectations. Do you guys in Detroit feel like he's the one that could possibly get you over the hump? Because it would seem you guys have given him everything, a great offensive line, great running backs, wide receivers, a very talented defense, when healthy. Only thing is missing is that quarterback to get you over the hump.
I 100% believe that he could be that quarterback. And you look at his numbers over the last couple of years, and yes, with more talent, the quarterback's going to look more productive and the numbers are going to be better. But the connection that he has with Amon-Ra St. Brown and how automatic that is, when you have all of these different weapons, you got to have a quarterback that is super smart. And that's the one thing. You could look at Jared Goff and say, well, yeah, there's a lot of quarterbacks that got a stronger arm. There's other quarterbacks that are, you know, there might be 31 other starting quarterbacks that are more mobile than Jared Goff. But he is super smart, and it's rare. And I know he had, what, 4 interceptions in the playoff game last year. How much of that was the hit to the head that he took? I don't know. But more times than not, he's a guy that understands the defense, understands, hey, the play that we're in, it's no good. Or there's only going to be one option, and I got to get that ball out right away. 3 games this year so far, games 2 through 4, absolutely no sacks and very little pressure. Offensive line did a good job, but he did a great job, a masterful job of putting them in a play that was going to be successful and that he knew he could get the ball out, and he's unselfish. If that ball's got to go in the dirt, it goes in the dirt. It's got to go out of bounds, it goes out of bounds. But he is super smart, and I 100% believe he is a quarterback that can win a Super Bowl in Detroit.
Right now, we're talking to John Jansen, who covers the Detroit Lions. I just finished watching the Cowboys documentary not too long ago, and just Jimmy Johnson, he was the perfect coach for the U. He was the perfect coach for those 90s Cowboys teams. I feel like the Lions hired the absolute perfect coach for the city, also for the team that I think really represents Detroit.
Yeah, and I mean, Dan was here. He was here when the Lions were bad, and I know he was hurt. He didn't play much in that 0-16 season, but he knows what these fans and how rabid these fans are. And so he's that perfect combination of meathead and football genius, and nobody really gives him credit for how smart he is. This is his offense. It wasn't Ben Johnson's offense. It certainly wasn't Anthony Lynn's offense. And it's John Morton has come in, but it has all been Dan Campbell. And he just fits this city to an absolute tee.
John, taking a closer look at this game on the defensive side, one player that worries me on the Lions side is Aiden Hutchinson. I got all the respect in the world for his ability. I thought last year he had a chance to win Defensive Player of the Year. He then had the significant injury, missed some time. He is now back, and he looks to be the exact same player. He seems like one of those guys that could really disrupt an offensive game plan.
He can, and the thing about him is it's just his motor. He's not a guy that's ever going to take a play off, and he's not a guy that they even take off the field. So it is, if he's got to play 65 plays, he's probably out there for 63 of them, and he's going absolutely balls to the wall the entire time. And what makes it even better is, and I don't know if Aleem McNeil will be back this week, next week, that's going to make that defensive line better. Tyleek Williams has made that defensive line better, and it's, the more guys that occupy bodies, now you can't commit as many resources to Aiden Hutchinson. Al-Qaeda Muhammad has 3.5 sacks on the other side. And if you've got to account for him, now all of a sudden, instead of being able to put 3 guys on Hutch, maybe it's only 2. At times, when you're trying to get guys downfield, it might be only 1. And that's a lose-lose situation for whoever that tackle is.
Right now, we're learning a little bit more about the Detroit Lions with John Jansen of 97.1 The Ticket. Last couple of things here, John, and we appreciate your time. First thing is, are you surprised that Detroit is the underdog in this matchup? I only ask because Philadelphia was favored in their matchup against Kansas City. Baltimore was favored in their matchup against Kansas City. When the line originally came out, I thought the Lions were going to be a 2-point favorite in this one. It was actually the flip side. Kansas City was the 1.5, 2-point favorite. Are you surprised that the Lions are underdogs in this one?
I'm not surprised. And some of it has to do with the injuries. And you know, if Taylor Decker can't go, Giovanni Manu, who they're trying to develop, he wasn't ready against Cincinnati. And he played okay, but Trey Hendrickson, that was a tough matchup for him. I think that plays a factor, and he's even dinged up. I know he sat out a day of practice this week. So there are some issues, and we already talked about the secondary and the corners. And I'm not surprised at all, but I tell you what, and they don't have any control over it, but I know that team in Detroit prefers to be the underdog. They like the, you know, the perception of being disrespected, and they're going to go out and they're going to fight. And here's just a little fun fact for you. We talk about Jared Goff and you know, whether or not he's a top five quarterback or a top 10 or can he win a Super Bowl. He's never lost to Patrick Mahomes.
Last thing here, John, give me your Chiefs win if scenario. Give me your Lions win if scenario.
Well, the Chiefs win if they just pick apart that secondary and the Lions can't get home. If they find a way to, you know, keep Mahomes clean and keep him away from Hutch and you know, there's just that secondary. Eventually, Patrick Mahomes is so good. He's smart, too. He's going to find a way to pick apart that secondary. And that's going to be why I think they win. If it's a Lions win, it's going to be because they were able to win the time of possession, win the ground game, which is not going to be easy against that Kansas City defensive line, and they're able to control the tempo of the game. That's going to be the key for this Lions team and coming away with a win.
That is John Jansen joining us on the show. He is with 97.1 The Ticket in the Motor City. John, really appreciate your time. Looking forward to a great one on Sunday night.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks for having me, and I hope everybody enjoys the game Sunday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.